Shahrazad by Rimsky-Korsakov is one of the most well-known pieces in the whole classical music, and I really like performing this piece. It's a piece with clear narrative, which I like about pieces of classical music. It's something that audiences connect very easily with. And, you know, from the beginning of the piece to the end, there is this very famous violin solo that you hear in each of the movements, and then it's very easy to make the connection. It's sort of like the person giving the narrative, Shahrazad. This is a very colorful music.
This is your second visit to Birmingham, and is that correct? And
yeah.
Conducting the Alabama Symphony Orchestra. Are you a candidate for the music director job?
I think everybody who comes at this moment in Alabama is, yes.
So yes. What interests you about the Alabama Symphony Orchestra?
Well, I mean, first, that's a very talented orchestra. So it's always nice to work with good orchestras, and it's nice when they invite you back. That means that they want to work with you, and the connection becomes stronger. Now I'm here for the second time. I feel that big ease with the musicians. They know what I ask, and you know what I'm going to do, and there's just connection that's easier, you know, that's faster, and that's a great thing. But also that's a very talented orchestra. I admire a lot of things about this orchestra, not least the attitude to new music that you could find here, which you don't find in many places. New music is something that interests me very much too. So yeah, it's just luck to sometimes be at the right place.
What makes a good conductor?
Well, that's a very long conversation. A lot of things. First, you have to have the physical and the pure physical, because people might think that everybody can get a baton and start swinging. And it's not that easy. But that's a physical talent. It really is. Like when you play instrument. Because once people have a very strong opinion about music, if they believe in it absolutely, then the musicians buy it. Even if, let's say, our technique is a little different, that doesn't matter, because you have such a strong idea about what you want to hear, that somehow you make this connection with, or somehow there is connection beyond or the talking.
Would you say that you have a certain conducting style?
Everybody does, yes. The thing is that who you are as a person and as a musician creates your style. You watch, let's say, five of the best conductors in the world. I'm sure you've done it. You've seen here concerts. You could see with the Alabama Symphony, they invite a lot of very talented conductors. But also you could see them now in other places. You could go to other concerts or see them on YouTube. And if you, trust me, if you take five of them, you will see five styles. If you have ideas about what you want to hear, about what kind of sound you want to hear, or like in general, what kind of sound you want to hear, how do you want, let's say, the instruments to attack the note, and that's generally in you as a conductor, that's part of you, your sound, what you hear, and then that has to come out, right? So you have to find a way to convey it with your body, and then you have to find a way to convey with your body, but also be absolutely clear about everything else. And then that makes things a lot harder, right? Because it's not just one or two things. You have to convey so many different things with your body and yet be absolutely clear to read what you want.
This sounds like a very gray area, because there's the words, there's the movement. I mean, you're saying in a way music is beyond words, but you're also saying you, on the other hand, you have to be clear at what you want. How do you rectify those two seemingly opposite things?
I think we just learn with the time. I think we start to understand where one stops, where the other starts, and how much to give from this one, from that in different moments. I have to feel that I have absolutely strong idea what the piece means for me in this moment. Maybe the piece meant for me 1 year ago, completely different thing, but it still was so powerful. As a musician, it's your duty to be excited about every single note in them. And if you don't, that's your fault.
You grew up in Bulgaria.
Yeah.
What was the arts and cultural scene like there?
you know, people were very serious about classical music when I was young. Of course, Bulgaria was a communist country at that time, but you shouldn't think that that was tanks and, you know, there was a little bit of that. I mean, and I was a child. But I mean, after a certain time, then I realized that it's hard to breathe. So you have to leave. But when I was young, classical music was something very important. We had very good high schools for classical music where, you know, from a very young age, kids even from 6, 7 years old are completely surrounded with music like Russians do. There was a few radio stations that you could listen to classical music, not just one. LPs that I could buy. Of course, there was a problem because I couldn't buy a lot of the great Western music at that time. It was mostly Russian, which was also pretty good. But sometimes I would not think that's as good as some of the Western performers. And then after years, once I went to the conservatory, which was when I was 20 years old, our big, one big music school, then I discovered it was just every day a discovery. Classical music, you know, needs more maturity, I would say. Not necessarily that you have to know that many things, but you have to be mature to understand yourself and what composers convey. And I discovered the music of Bach, Mozart, and Beethoven, and Haydn, and then little by little, Rachmaninoff, Chopin, things that I played through the piano. Well, at the same time, I was listening to recordings. Of course, I was listening to a lot of piano recordings and then little by little concerto recordings because I played some of the concertos. And I start to listen to the orchestra more and more. And that is very interesting. And then you start to discover the purely orchestral music. So I thought I absolutely love this sound. And when I went to the conservatory, I collected this little ensemble of players, said, let's play this. They're my friends, so I tortured them by, you know, not knowing what I'm doing. But then you feel that there is something that happens. And then I started studying conducting. Of course, in the conservatory, you had to apply to the, you have to be accepted, and the audition is to conduct an orchestra.